special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I had said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle, coming to you from Sports Byline USA, San Francisco. We do it 1 week per year. What's that? No, 1 hour per week. That's right, 1 hour per week. This is the hour. All the sports talk networks that are involved, feel free to get in, chime in. I'm not a video game designer. I am a gamer. I don't know how to make a video game, but I will tell you how I judge video games. One criterion, and that is it fun? Forget all the hype. If it's fun, then I want to play it. It doesn't matter what system it's on, all that stuff. It's all good. Let's talk about it together. What's good for you? What's bad? I can't play everything, and even if I could, our test pace aren't the same. So go ahead and tell me what's good with you. At the toll-free line, 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to call, 1-800-878-7529. A collaborative effort, 1-800-878-7529. Also around the world on the American Forces Radio Network, to our proud men and women in uniform, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, doesn't matter. You're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. We're proud of you. We're also, other ways of getting to us, sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click listen live. Any emails, rick@sportsbyline.com. Those go to me. I'm Rick. And that's how you win the game. I'm going to give away at 40 after the hour through an email. You can also request the cheat code, which I'll do at the end of the show for older games, rick@sportsbyline.com. We're on the TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher apps, apps I don't know about, apps at Applebee's, deep fried mozzarella sticks, things like that. Also, SiriusXM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel. Nice to have everybody listening on Sirius. Also on SBNationLive.com. And on your cable systems through the TV, yes, CRN Digital Plus 2, Cable Radio Network Channel 2, 35 million homes. So we're going to talk video games for the next, 51 minutes. Come on in and get heard, win a game, find out stuff, new releases, all that. Get on back on the Video Game Review.
Have you heard? Everyone's favorite beverage is now at Burger King. Coke Zero Sugar. Real Coca-Cola taste with zero sugar. Here to quench your thirst at breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Coke Zero is the perfect pairing for flame-grilled favorites any time of day. Feeling something flame-grilled? Nothing goes better with Coke Zero Sugar than the new Steakhouse Bacon Whopper, featuring Swiss cheese, iconic A1 sauce, crispy onions, and peppercorn aioli, available now for a limited time. Or start your morning right by fueling up with a piping hot breakfast sandwich, like a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. Its sizzling sausage, fluffy egg, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant makes it a delicious breakfast. It pairs perfectly with a Coke Zero Sugar, and don't forget the crispy hash browns. The ultimate sparkling beverage that will have you feeling like royalty. Have it your way, because Coke Zero makes every meal better, with the real Coke taste you love, but with zero sugar. Available at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants. This report is sponsored by Burger King.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host. I'm Rick Tittle. Nice to have you with us wherever you happen to be listening in this great land of ours and, okay, foreign lands. You know, a lot of people like the show Severance on Apple TV, and season two is in the books, and we don't know if there'll be a season three. And don't worry, I'm not going to give anything away. But I think a lot of people don't know that this idea came from a video game. Dan Erickson, who created Severance, it's from a video game called The Stanley Parable. And this is one that's very easy to play, and it's probably as close to wandering Lumen's hallways as you can probably get. But the Stanley Parable came out in 2011. It was very innovative at the time. And the central element is choice. And, you know, if-then statements, basic 80s program, right, is choice. And the players progress, and they're presented with a lot of different courses of action. And every decision, of course, is going to shape the story. But that's where the log line of the Stanley Parable was, quote, "the game that plays you." And we talked about this game when it came out. Oh, yeah. I've been doing this show a long time, to say the least. Long time. But there were so many different possibilities, and the very notion of it ending is really kind of subverted, because you make the player the subject of the story, and so you try to think about the premise, which is just Stanley is an employee and he spends his days in an office pressing buttons on a keyboard, following his superior's instructions. And one day those instructions stop coming. When Stanley leaves his room to investigate, he finds that the whole office is deserted. He has no idea what happened. And then from then on, he has to decide what he wants to do. He can explore the building, see what's going on, or just remain in his own room forever. Right hallway, left hallway. You know, Yogi Berra, if there's a fork in the road, take it. There were some signs that seem to have been written on walls by other employees, maybe. There's also a narrator. I guess lack of a better term than narrator or big brother, but you can hear somebody talking, sort of omniscient, and it's kind of part of the whole fun. It's just constantly reminding Stanley that he knows the proper path, what it's supposed to be, but it's up to Stanley to follow the directions or not follow directions. So with all those variables, the game does have 19 different endings, which you can take by doing at least 19 different things. It can get very philosophical. It can be completely absurd, and all of them trigger different reactions from the narrator. And the game always resets when a new ending is reached. He goes back to the start. Now, if you remember this game, people who really loved it, they wanted a sequel. So 2 years later, the Stanley Parable Ultra Deluxe, that was released, and that had another 27 endings. So that is a total, let me see, I'm not very good at math, 46 possibilities. And so, you know, it's free will, but from the free will of the perspective of office culture. And I don't mean Dwight Schrute, Michael Scott office culture, but traditional office culture. So there was an article 3 years ago that Dan Erickson said that the Stanley Parable was the inspiration behind the series and just taking a deeper look into workplace culture. And he did say, you know, Office Space, Brazil, remember that Monty Python movie, didn't have a lot of laughs. The office, the back rooms, he took in all that stuff. I wonder if he took in corporate. That was a pretty funny show. I had those guys on my show back in the day. But he took that all in to make this game. And all of the office settings used to ponder these free wills, you know, were in a society where, you know, sometimes people define themselves by their work, which they shouldn't. But I remember when I was in college and just to, I wanted to work a few weeks to get money to go to Europe for the summer. And I worked at the Bank Investment Securities Division. It's very official at the Bank of America World headquarters here in San Francisco, the tallest building in the city at the time. Salesforce Tower is much taller now, but it was the sixth floor, and I had a suit, and I was in a cubicle. And at first I thought, you know, because I was like 19, I thought, this is kind of cool. I'm downtown with all the business people. I'm wearing a suit. And then I found out how mind-numbing a cubicle job was. And no offense, people have cubicle jobs. They probably are much richer than I am, and maybe they have great, awesome, fascinating, fun jobs. But working at a bank, and it was all like Grand Cayman files, and being a clerk and wearing a suit and being in a cubicle, it was mind numbing. But it was a good lesson for me, because I knew I never wanted to do that again, ever. I'd rather talk on the radio about video games. Well, I didn't know that at the time, but I knew that. So the Stanley Parable, Stanley is prompted to leave his office precisely because the meaningless numbers disappear from his screen. But as the experience progresses, the game challenges this notion, because after all, why have the numbers and everyone else vanished and Stanley is still there? And that's just the tip of the iceberg. So as you question your own freedom of choice within the game, because every path that Stanley chooses to follow for himself and defy the narrator leads to more strange and absurd consequences. And just how free is Stanley to choose? At what point is he actually exercising his free will? So it can get philosophical. And as I said, all the 46 paths are predetermined, but is there a way to quote unquote beat the game? Well, in the thing about the Severance and the Stanley Parable, it's just that's what appeals, I think, to the audiences. It's this simultaneously aesthetically pleasing and disquieting because it's just incorporates those liminal spaces into the setting and, you know, those transitory areas where people never spend much time and are only there on their way to someplace else. And so, you know, not to get too deep, but I think about all the other and we'll talk about in the next segment. Like, this is a huge year for video game movies again. But for anybody who thinks, wow, how clever is this show? I've never seen anything like it. And to tell you the truth, I watched the first episode and I was like, nah. And then when the second season came out, I was like, I'll give it another go. And then I started liking it. I'll just say it's an acquired taste. But there is nothing like it. And once again, where did the idea come from? That's right, baby. Video game. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back. If you want to participate, you can just listen to the show or call me up at 1-800-878-7529. Come on back.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on American Forces Network. And in the next segment, I'll be giving away a brand new game. Yeah, that's right. I said it, a brand new game, baby. So come on in and get hurt. The Minecraft movie is going to be setting off a... really an unprecedented year for video game adaptations at the movies. And we might remember that first 1993 Super Mario Brothers movie. You probably don't want to remember that. You're probably better off remembering the Super Mario Brothers animated movie, which brought $1.4 billion. That's right, with a B. So the Minecraft movie... releases in April. That should be a big hit. And it was it's directed by Jared Hess, which makes me want to see it because he directed Napoleon Dynamite, and it's got Jack Black, and if you like Jason Momoa, he's in it as well. But then we will have the Until Dawn movie. That's April 25th. And then we'll have Mortal Kombat 2. And then Five Nights at Freddy's 2 around December. I never saw the first one. But that's five. And then you have, of course, Last of Us Season 2 on HBO. And I really liked... I didn't like the game because all you do is kind of watch it. So I love Pedro Pascal. And I actually watched a movie... with Pedro Pascal a couple weeks ago. I was invited to the Freaky Tales premiere at Grand Lake Theater in Oakland. And it's weird to be in the audience with Pedro Pascal and Ben Mendelsohn and all the other people in the movie. Because I'm not a big Hollywood guy. I never watched a movie with the people. But anyway, it's a great show. And I saw a review on season two, which would be on HBO, Last of Us. And... it said, you know, they're really getting away from the game. Guess what? Good. Just entertain us. You know, what do you have to do? You have to have everything happen linear in the game? No, you don't have to do that. I mean, it's kind of cool, like with the Fallout series, like, and you know, the little sounds and all the little things, maybe a little poster or a little nod here or there, or a little prop. That's fine. But yeah, whatever makes it good. Good. Whatever makes it good works. Now, listen to this. How's that for a segue? Tell the young broadcaster, just say, listen to this. It's better than, I sort of, I don't want to say grew up, but I loved video game magazines when they existed. Nintendo Power, PlayStation Magazine, EGM, that's Electronic Gaming Monthly. And those all went by the wayside. And we had Game Informer. It's all we had. And they were in cahoots with GameStop. So whenever you paid whatever it was, your $15-$20 to be a GameStop member for the year, you got a free subscription to Game Informer. They would always ask me, you want the digital version, right? I'm like, no. They went, you want it mailed to your house? I'm like, yes, it's a magazine. I'd like it mailed to my house. But anyway, last summer, that was it. August 2024, a publication that lasted over three decades. Longest video game magazine in history, 33 years. And They put out the tweet, the final level, farewell from Game Informer. Thank you for being a part of our epic quest, and may your own gaming adventure never end. That's really sad. Yeah, Rick, we know. Why would you bring it up? Because it looks like there's a little Lazarus thing going on. It looks like Game Informer is coming back from the dead. What? I know. Then I said, what? Then I said, what? Then I said, what? Because on March 25th, Game Informer editor-in-chief Matt Miller announced that the publication was officially back under new ownership. On top of that, everybody's back. I don't know how everybody could be back, because you would think other people would have to have gotten jobs, right? I don't know. He says the whole team has returned and we can't wait to connect with you again. Wow. So who's the new owner? The new owner, Gunzilla Games, owns it, but they say we will remain an independent editorial outlet. Yes. And that's important. Otherwise, I mean, like the PlayStation Magazine, did they ever give a bad review? I mean, every once in a while, there'll be a sacrificial lamb of the game that they knew wouldn't sell. And they're like, this is a 6 or this is a 5. But all the time, AAA titles would come out that weren't amazing. And the PlayStation Magazine would be like, oh, you got to get this. They have to. You got to get this, man. So they're still going to say that stinks. So Miller said, quote, Game Informer now operates under an entity called Game Informer Incorporated. And our intent is to continue to focus on highlighting the coolest games, celebrating the history and legacy of the gaming industry, and shining a spotlight on the creators and players who are charting its future. I am deeply grateful for the trust and enthusiasm from the team at Gunzilla Games. They see the same potential in Game Informer as our team does, and their encouragement to do so ethically and free of outside pressure is laudable. So, Game Informer has celebrated their return by releasing their Game of the Year Awards, which is a little bit late, but they didn't exist, so it can be forgiven, right? And so some returning team members have already put up some articles and reviews that were on hiatus, that they have a new ranking. That's what they do. They have the best resurrections in gaming history. So kind of a feel-good little thing there, and kind of out of the blue as well, because I certainly was not expecting that, and we'll see what happens. But since I mentioned it, and Game Informer just posted their top 10, I'll give you their top 10, and their 10th best game was my best game, at least both in the top 10. That's Helldivers 2. That was 10. 9, they have Marvel Rivals. 8, Lorelei and the Laser Eyes. That was that creepy black and white film noir type thing. 7 is Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. Fitting. 6 is A Thousand Time Resist. That's that game across a 12-hour runtime. 5 was Animal Well. That's that Billy Basso game. It's sort of a platformer, sort of Metroidvania too. 4, Prince of Persia, The Lost Crown. And that's, of course, from Ubisoft Montpellier. 3, Metaphor ReFantazio. And the elevator pitch on that game is Persona in a fantasy setting, but that kind of discounts everything the core Persona develop team kind of accomplished. But Metaphor ReFantazio sort of moves forward the various Persona mechanics, like the calendar system, turn-based combat, social sims, all that stuff. And, of course, you left thinking about the journey through Uchronia after the credits rolled. Very anime-esque. Number two was Bellatro. Bellatro was game of the year in so many other circles. And to play Bellatro is to obsess over Bellatro. You look at it and you think this, you look at it and you just think this is absolutely nothing. Because you start playing this poker themed roguelike, and next thing you know, 5 hours literally have gone by. And that was won all the best indie games awards, their number one game of the whole year. And it was also won best Sony exclusive, best platformer, Astrobot. And this is their blurb. Astrobot emphatically proves that Nintendo hasn't cornered every good idea in the oft-neglected 3D platformer genre. This joyous presentation adventure is platforming nirvana, boasting an inventive stage designs, a gorgeous presentation, and perfectly tuned controls. Developer team Asobi has crafted the PS5's best exclusive to date, successfully showcasing the platform's capabilities while rising the bar for contemporaries. Now, you might remember, if you got the PS5 in the beginning, this game was thrown in, at least the first incarnation of it. So pretty cool how they capitalized on that. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we will give away the brand new game. As always, I'll also let you know some more news stories and the new releases. What new games are coming on the shelf this week? I'm Rick Tittle. Get on back on VGR.
Someone had a birthday.
Yep, 50. Can't believe it.
50 years of wisdom.
Great segue. We have health news, a CDC update.
Pneumococcal vaccination is now recommended for adults 50 or older. Says here, we're over 6 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults under 50.
I don't love those odds.
Same. Look what I found. Pfizer's Prevnar 20 is proven to help protect adults against pneumococcal pneumonia and invasive pneumococcal disease in just one dose, and millions have already gotten it.
Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you have a severe allergy to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may lower your response. Common side effects include injection site pain and swelling, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138. Visit Prevnar20.com or talk to your doctor or pharmacist.
I'm on Prevnar20.com now, scheduling my appointment.
Good idea. And happy 50th.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
The Video Game Review. Rise with your
gaming.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. It's 40 after the hour. That's when I give away a brand new game. That's how we do's it. This game is called United Assault Final Stand, and this is on the Switch, the 4, the 5, and the PC. I have it here for the PS5. This is from Polygon Art. Developed and published by Polygon Art. Here's the blurb. United Assault Final Stand is an open-world roguelite FPS set in the final days of World War II, deep in the Obersalzburg region of Germany, 1945. As the war nears its end, you're part of a daring mission to infiltrate this heavily fortified mountain stronghold, which includes the mountain residence of the Führer himself. So, this game is about getting up to the eagle's nest and getting Hitler out of Berchtesgaden. Of course, he was in Berlin at the time. Or is this a DLC for a volleyball game? Just let me know the answer, rick@sportsbyline.com, and you will win United Assault Final Stand for the PS5 from Polygon Art. We will get to the other releases a little bit later in the show. We got some more details on the next-gen Xbox and the new handheld as well. The new Xbox will be more PC-like with a TV-friendly shell, Windows OS. We were talking about that as well a couple weeks ago. The handheld is supposed to come out this year in a partnership with another company. And then the most important news is that the next-gen Xbox is supposed to be 2027. So that means at least two full years in this cycle, which is good. I feel like my PS5 is pretty new, you know, and I don't want to already be thinking about getting something new at this point. I always wonder if people are like, so how, when's the next one? When's the next one? Yeah, you ain't played all the games for this one yet. Remember it was the PS3. What was the motto? It only does everything. Or was that the PS4? Well, one of them, which was true. Now, Nintendo is doing something the company has never done before. It will remove a retro game from its Nintendo Switch Online Classic catalog. Because since they launched that in 2018, they have never removed a game. They just build it up. First, third priority, retro games, multiple console libraries. But the subscribers will be losing a game even if they already downloaded it. Nintendo Japan quietly announced that the game Super Formation Soccer will be removed. Now, that's a Super Famicom game or family computer. We call it the Super Nintendo. So Nintendo confirmed that those players who already have downloaded and installed their game on their Switch will no longer be able to play it. And at the moment, it appears that's the only game that's been removed. Now, in America, the game was called Super Soccer, And that was one of my favorite Super Nintendo games ever. Like in 91, 92. So you were playing with the Italian 90 teams. And so like Gary Lineker for England was just Gary. No copyright infringement. That was the first game ever that had yellow and red cards. But I absolutely love that game. I love Super Soccer. Now, Nintendo says they're not going to remove that version, Super Soccer. But Super Formation Soccer, which was published by Spike Chunsoft in Japan and published by worldwide by Nintendo. So whatever that deal was to license that game, it has expired in Japan. And while I doubt there was a giant audience for that, it's still pretty lame to see it go. But I just thought I'd throw that in there just in case you were like, where the hell, what happened to that game? Now, we also got some news a couple days ago about the Formula One game. And EA Sports did reveal the trailer this week for F1 25, and they say it will be released May 30th. And Lewis Hamilton is the game's cover star. Who else would it be? They promoted it on social media. Lewis Hamilton, his Twitter himself, X. Does anyone call it X? I don't even think Elon calls it X. He's too busy firing people. But Lewis Hamilton tweeted out a video. This story is yours. F1 25 out May 30th. Get some of my race helmets and much more with the iconic edition. Aha. So this is actually the 18th entry in the F1 video game series. And you can choose between standard and iconic. And of course, the iconic, a lot of added features for more cash. This comes from Lee Mather in a press release, who's with Codemasters. Quote, F1 25 delivers more ways for players to experience Formula One and race their way, from the drama of breaking point to making headlines in the pursuit of world championship glory. This year, there are new opportunities for players to connect, collaborate, and compete than ever before. We look forward to sharing more in the coming weeks. Now, F1 itself celebrated its 75th anniversary. And of course, there was the huge thing with Hamilton going from Mercedes to Ferrari, obviously. But this will be on the PS5, Xbox Series X and S, PC. And you can pre-order it. If you already have F1 23 or F1 25, you actually will get a 15% pre-order discount if you go for the iconic edition. That's right. The if you want to go, I don't know how much that is. I don't know if that's going to be $5 million or I don't think it's going to be that expensive. But yes, that's on the horizon as well. another thing I wanted to mention before we get to the new releases as well, there's a company out here in San Francisco called Niantic. You might remember it because they created Pokemon Go. Well, they're selling Pokemon Go to Scopely. Scopely is a Saudi Arabian-owned company now. And Scopely is going to buy Pokemon Go for $3.5 billion. So Niantic, they have more than 30 million monthly users. They have generated over $1 billion of revenue in 2024. And so the deal is subject to regulatory approval and all that stuff. But they also get Pikmin Bloom, Monster Hunter Now. They get Campfire and also Wayfarer too. So Ed Wu from Niantic said, quote, Scopely fully believes in our mission and ongoing goal to create the best Pokemon Go experience possible. Their focus will be to support our team, providing resources to continue delivering gameplay you all know and love. So don't worry, the game's not going anywhere. They say we're just going to work together. Now, if you wonder who Scopely is, they have Monopoly Go and Marvel Strike Force. And Monopoly Go, of course, they have poured, I don't even want to know how much money they poured into that advertising campaign. But Niantic plans to spin off its geospatial artificial intelligence platform into a new company. And so they'll also keep Ingress and Peridot products as well. But we know that Pokemon Go has been a hit for almost 10 years, and then Niantic laid off 230 employees. I always wonder, now I'm not a businessman, despite my story of working in a cubicle for a couple months. weeks. How do you make $1 billion and then lay off 230 people? I don't know what that is, but remember, the Saudi Arabian Public Investment Fund, the PIF, they went out and they've bought, they made their own golf league, they've bought soccer teams like Newcastle United, they have their own league, they have tried to get into American sports unsuccessfully so far. I mean, Scopely is in Culver City, it's in L.A., and they bought Scopely a couple years ago for about $5 billion. So they're not kidding around with all this. All right, let's take a look at the upcoming games here, which are Tuesday releases, unless otherwise noted. let's see, Koira for the PS5 and PC. We have Nif-Nif, N-I-F-N-I-F, Switch and PC. Space Battle, Adrian Corbelon on the Switch. Another Switch game called Space Truck Simulator. Alcyone, The Last City. This is Linux, Mac, and PC. Bugaboo Pocket, PC, Switch, Mac. Croc, Legend of the Gobos Remastered. You might remember that. That's on all the big boy systems. Dagger Froggy, not Daggy Frogger, Dagger Froggy on the Switch. Elroy and the Aliens. Elroy! Jake and Elroy, that's the Blues Brothers. That's on the PC. Sol Dorado Heist on the... these names are too funny, but whatever. Works. Switch. Steel Hunters. It's a mech game on the PC. Autopsy Simulator. There it is, HBO. Remember that show? PS5 and X and S. It's always been my dream to eviscerate a corpse. Autopsy Simulator. Wow. Katamari Damacy Rolling Live. This is for your phones, Android and Apple. Pinball XS VR. That's a pinball game through your virtual... Mask Puffies, which is a Mac game. Roller Coaster Tycoon Classic on the PC. Roman Triumph Survival City Builder, PC, as is Sand. Sesame Street Mecha Builders on the PC. Space Invaders Infinity Gene Evolve on your phones. Tetris The Grandmaster 4 Absolute Eye on the PC. The Cecil The Journey Begins on the PC. The Game of Life 2, and then The Last of Us Part 2 Remastered on the PC. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll do the cheat code. Get on back on Sports Byline.
With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Thank you for that. Rick Tittle back with you real quick at the end of the show. A customary time to reveal a cheat code for an older game. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This is from Colin. Colin wants to know how to unlock Howard the Duck in Lego Marvel Super Heroes. So that would be Wii U, Xbox 360, Xbox One, PS3, PS4. And that Howard the Duck movie in the 80s, not great, but here it is. Go to the pause menu and select extras and put in the code J58RSS. All together, J58RSS, and you will get Howard the Duck. And I was trying to think if there was any rhyme or reason to that code, and that just seems like it was just thrown in there. Right. And by the way, Epic Games dropped the new trailer with Shohei Ohtani as a playable character in Fortnite as well. So if you always wanted to play as Shohei Ohtani in Fortnite, your dreams right now come true as well. Thanks for tuning into the Video Game Review. We'll do it again next week. Until then, here comes 6 days and 23 hours of sports talk.